All right. Hey, everyone. This is Kay.
And I'm Roxy.
Welcome to Heaven's Harvest. Now, today's discussion is going to be about the best detox foods around.
Yes. Now, even if you're not dieting, it's a good idea to implement these foods regularly in your dietary regimen because they help your body rid itself of some of the most troublesome compounds, and they fight cellulite and they help you stay in tip-top shape overall. The first thing I would like to recommend is buckwheat. It is a concentrated source of metabolism revving amino acids and skin firming B vitamins. It's loaded with B vitamins. It also boosts a powerful detox component called rutin. Now, I call this my miracle grain because of the fact that it does such a miraculous job of just detoxing your body and helping you remove cellulite. We all want to get rid of some of that cellulite, right, girls?
Yeah, there's a lot of jiggle and sludge. And yeah.
The next food I want to talk about is apples. Try to eat more apples because studies have shown that apple contains pectin, which kills hunger, and it blocks calories, and it adheres to and neutralizes toxins in the body. And it also is excellent for removing heavy metals out of your body.
Interesting. Now, how do you get these heavy metals? What are ways?
Everybody has heavy metals.
Okay.
Whether the most concentration of heavy metals would be people that have mercury fillings.
That's probably popular in the 60s, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of the fruits and vegetables we have, there's also a lot of metals in the food that we consume daily, and we don't know about it. But how do we tackle this problem? With eating these types of foods, the buckwheat, the apples, they're excellent for this. Now, you get similar benefits also from pears and berries. They have impressive detox properties as well. But an apple a day, as they say, keeps the doctor away.
Yep.
So try to eat more apples. Okay, and the next thing I want to recommend is avocados.
Oh my gosh, I love avocados. That is scrumptious.
Avocados, antioxidant, they change the structure of toxins. They make them easier to eliminate from your body. Plus, the fruit's good fat is proven to kill hunger and boost weight loss. And it also is an excellent source of glutathione, which is youth. It helps you preserve your youth and
skin elasticity.
And it's also a hormone that helps battle disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
good. It boosts your immune system.
A good source of vitamin E as well.
Yes, A, C, E.
Yep.
So try to eat more avocados, you know. Yeah. Just put a slice in your tacos, in your sandwich, or...
We both don't want to exaggerate with our listeners. Just maybe a slice or two, and that'd be good. That'd work, too. If you can't handle the whole avocado, you know, at least try to implement that just by a slice.
Well, I would recommend half an avocado. It contains a whopping amount of glutathione.
Oh, my gosh. You see that? You hear that, guys? You see it. I mean, you hear.
Okay. Now, moving on, I'd like to recommend artichokes.
Oh, I love that. I love them grilled and sautéed with, like, olive oil and, like, black pepper. Oh, man.
Just eating artichokes increases your body's production of bile, which is a substance that helps you break down both the toxins and fat 100%, according to one of the recent studies. 100%.
And if you've had gallbladder surgery and it's been like removed, keep in mind that I bet you your body's struggling with that bile. And that bile needs to, it needs to be around. And I mean, it needs to be present in the body, and it has its function. It's got its purpose.
Another humdinger is beets.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, these red roots contain substances that help the body purify toxic waste, and they metabolize the fat in your body. So guys, eat more beets.
Exactly, yeah.
Another thing I would like to recommend is watercress.
I'm not too familiar with those, Roxy.
One study found that even a small daily serving helps smokers eliminate significantly more toxins. You can get similar benefits from broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. So if you don't like watercress, try broccoli and cauliflower Brussels sprouts as an alternative. Another thing that is great for detoxing is garlic. The stinky rose.
Exactly.
This herb contains fat-burning compounds that block traces of mercury from your seafood. Now, if you're a seafood lover, this would be an excellent seasoning on any of your sauces, or your butter sauce and garlic. Would be excellent to just pour it over your fish.
Boy, it leaves it leaves such a stench, I swear, breath, everything. But you know what? It is oh so good for your body.
Another thing that I'd like to recommend is lemon. To protect itself from lemon acid, the stomach secretes a special detoxifying liquid. And lemon has so many antibacterial properties that, you know, it's a win-win.
It is, and it's so diverse in the kitchen, too, when it comes to cooking. It can go, like, with so many different, you know, ingredients and everything. But thanks again to all our listeners. This is Kay.
And I'm Roxy.
Let food be your medicine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Until next time.